How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Wald greeting you on behalf of Guest Star, a transcribed feature program brought to you by United States Security Bonds, and this station is a public service. Let it serve as a reminder that there is no finer, safer investment in the world today than a United States Security Bond. And now, Guest Star presents Harold Perry as the Great Gildersleeve. Now let's catch up with the Great Gildersleeve in Summerfield. It's Saturday night. And as usual, we find him spending it in the company of his bosom friends at the Jolly Boys Club.
Oh, it's so strange, fair weather, when good fellows get together, with a sign on the table, and a little
you almost made it again, Chief.
Well, thank congratulations. You, congratulations.
I wouldn't tell whether he made it or the whistle was blown at the tack factory.
I made it, Floyd. I went, hey, boy.
All right, Chief. He's kidding you. Joke.
Oh.
Well, gentlemen, let's not stand around and cool our voices. Let's sing another.
Any suggestions, Judge? We've sung nearly all of them. Of course, if you fellas want to hear a classic piano solo...
Ye gods, Floyd, no!
Okay, Commish. You come up with something.
If old Peavy were here, I know what he'd want to sing.
Yeah, so do I.
Where is Peavy, anyway?
Well, I stopped by for him, but he couldn't come.
Yeah, too bad. I always miss old Peavy.
Here's one we've always sung rather well. When you were sweet 16.
Oh, great idea, Judge. That has a good solo part for me.
Okay, here it comes.
Oh, I love you as I've never loved before.
Since first I met you on the village green.
Come to me for my dream of love is o'er.
I love you as I love you
when you are sweet.
When you are.
What do we sing now?
Personally, my voice is getting a little tired.
You can say that again, Judge.
Now, Gildy?
Oh, I guess we have sung enough for one night.
Oh, well, what else do we do?
That's the trouble. It's nothing to do with the Jolly Boys Club but sing. And play poker?
Now, Floyd, that's once a month. But perhaps we should give thought to some other forms of recreation.
Hey, why don't we turn the club into a gym? Get some weightlifting equipment.
Now, Floyd, let's not be ridiculous.
Oh, that's right. You're carrying all the weight you can right now, ain't you?
Will you look who's talking?
Only kidding. We ought to have something with action to it. Hey, how about a pool table?
Pool table?
Yes, nothing like a pool table to keep you out of trouble.
Well, a billiard table might be nice and more dignified.
Now, don't get prudish, Judge. That's tuxedo stuff.
Oh, yeah, billiards is out. When I hit them balls, I want to see something drop.
Only trying to hold up the level of the club, gentlemen.
Hey, I know where I can pick up a second-hand table cheap. The felt's a little ripped, but I can get it cheap.
You can, Floyd?
Sure, I got swell connections. The guy wanted 100 for it, but I bet I can get it for 75.
75?
Uh-huh.
Well, let's see. We have five jolly boys. That would be...
$15 apiece, Gilder.
Stay out of this, Judge. I'm figuring it. Let's see. Five goes into 50. $15 apiece, Floyd.
Yeah? That's a lead pipe cinch. We can scare that up. All in favor, say aye.
Oh, wait a minute, fellas. Don't you think we should consult our absent member, Mr. Peavy?
Ah, Peavy's a good scout. He'll be for it.
Sure, leave Peavy to me. I'll go around and collect from him the first thing in the morning. Well, good morning, Peavy.
Oh, hello, Mr. Gildersleeve. What can I do for you?
Peavy, we missed you last night at the Jolly Boys.
I'm sorry I couldn't make it, Mr. Gildersleeve. I was home suffering with a cold.
Oh? I didn't know you had a cold, Peavy.
I didn't. Mrs. Peavy did, and I had to stay home suffering.
Well, I hope she's feeling better, Peavy. A little matter came up at the club last night that you should know about. We're going to buy a pool table.
You don't say.
Well, you don't sound very enthusiastic, Peavy. Everyone else is willing to pitch in $15. You want to go along with the crowd, don't you?
Well, yeah.
You bet. We're going to have another meeting next Saturday night, so you bring your $15.
Just a minute, Mr. Gildersleeve.
What is it now, Peavy?
Well, I was just wondering if a pool table is the best form of amusement.
Well, all the others seem to think so.
Did anybody bring up the subject of darts?
Darts?
Very thrilling game, darts. You take the feathered instrument in your hand and you... toss it at the target.
I know how it's played, Peavy. I've been to those English movies.
And then, of course, there's the shuffleboard, too. Very fascinating.
Shuffleboard? Oh, my goodness. What's wrong with you, Peavy?
Well, there's Mrs. Peavy to think about.
What?
Mrs. Peavy is a woman of fine ideals. If she heard we had a pool table, I'm afraid she might consider the Jolly Boys Club out of bounds.
Out of bounds? No harm can come out of us having a pool table.
No, I wouldn't say that.
You don't have to be prejudiced, Peavy, just because you've never been in a pool room.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that either. But if it's the will of the majority, I'll take a chance.
Great, Peavy. See you Saturday night with your $15. Let's see. 35, 40, 45, 46, 47 cents. Thought I had more than that in my piggy bank. It makes $12.90 altogether. Gotta have that $15 tonight. I want to take it out of my checking account. It's low enough now. There's any other place I haven't looked. I might look under the bed. Some coins might have rolled under there. It's worth a look. Let me see. Dusty under here. What's that? Oh, a feather. Yeah, there's a coin. Looks like a quarter. The button on my pearl gray suit. Well, I'll crawl under a little more.
Uncle Mort!
Oh, hello, Marjorie.
What are you doing under the bed?
Huh? Under the bed. Oh, yes, I am. I'm looking for my bedroom slippers.
Bedroom slippers? Why, they're right over here.
They are? Oh, thank you.
Uncle Morris.
Yes, my dear?
Do you have any money?
Well,
I wanted to go shopping this afternoon.
I'm sorry, my dear, but your old uncle is a little short today. You see, the Jolly Boys are going...
Oh, all right. Leroy has some money, but he won't lend it to me, the little miser.
You say Leroy has some money?
Yes, but he won't...
Excuse me, my dear. I want to see Leroy a minute after. Leroy!
I'm down here, Uncle!
Oh. I'll borrow it from him. I can pay him back payday. I want to talk to you, my boy.
What about?
How are you, Leroy?
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Leroy, your sister tells me you've got a little money saved up.
Sure. She's not going to get any of it. It's mine.
Of course it is, my boy. How much have you got?
$3.
Well, that's wonderful. A penny saved is a penny earned, you know. Leroy, I wonder...
I'm saving it to buy a bond.
What's that?
There's a big bond drive on now, Unc.
There is?
They told us at school everybody should buy them.
Oh.
Well, very good idea, Leroy. You just save your money, Leroy. See you later. Wonder if Bertie's got any money. Well, won't hurt to ask her. Hello, Bertie.
Oh, hello, Mr. Gillespie. Dinner's coming along just fine.
Ah, that's nice. Bertie, I wanted to talk to you about something.
Yes, sir?
I hate to bother you about this, but I was just talking to Leroy, and he's saving his money for a bond, so I thought...
Mr. Gillespie, you don't buy bonds. I'm buying them.
But, Bertie, that wasn't what
them I... Them new United States security bonds is the best investment in the world. For every $3 you put in, you get back $4.
Yeah, but, Bertie, you see...
No, sir, you don't have to sell me on bonds.